but then you need the finances. But,
right.
And there's less and less available. They're not lending money like they used to either.
Yeah.
So it makes it hard.
But you'll probably lend some of your money.
Not happening. New Haven style pizza. Come and take a seat. A pizza, it's time to eat.
Episode 4, welcome to it. We are on location again. I love that we keep changing up locations with these episodes. And we are with our guest today, our special guest. We are at Ernie's in New Haven. Frank, I'll let you introduce our guest.
We are actually at Ernie's Pizzeria, or Pizzeria.
Pizzeria.
Thank you, welcome.
So today we have Pat from Ernie's, now world famous Ernie's Pizzeria, Whaley Avenue, New Haven. Pat, I know you've had a lot of dignitaries and a lot of special people here in the last couple of weeks. Hopefully at some point we'll be up in their caliper and category, but we want to introduce everyone. Pat from Ernie's.
Well, thank you. You're right up there with the rest of them. It was nice to have everyone here and to be recognized, and it was nice to be have all the New Haven owners here as well. It meant a lot to me. Kind of solidified my career. So
awesome. So for those that don't know, about a week ago, or maybe a couple weeks ago, they had the governor here, the mayor, a bunch of New Haven pizzerias here, and they made their proclamation of pizza.
Pizza capital of the U.S. Is that
pizza capital of the U.S.?
Yeah, which is incredible. Now, did they contact you way ahead of time to set that up with you?
Not too long ahead of time.
Oh, okay,
a couple weeks,
nice.
Not even. Yeah.
Yeah. But it was neat to see everyone here like at the same spot. No, it must be cool for you.
It was overwhelming.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was just a high. I'm still, and business has just exploded. A lot of new customers.
Yeah.
Just a lot of people, or the old customers thanking us and all that stuff for still being here and all that kind of
stuff. That's special. I love that.
Yeah, no, it's all good stuff.
That's great. Now, this is my first time here, Frank. And I just had two slices of this. I must have eaten them in 8 seconds. It's so good. And the aesthetic inside, it's just got that comfortable feel of a pizzeria. Like, it's great. It's a really great
spot. Walking back
in
time a little, but it's home.
Yeah, I feel like that's what you want that's how it's a good pizza place when you feel that when you walk in.
And the fact that it's open to the public makes it much more connected to the people.
Yeah, definitely. And the smell, when you smell the pizza, like that's how you know, right, Frank?
And a lot of people that have been coming here have been coming here for years, and so you've had, those people coming from the early 70s and then their kids and, multiple generations you've had here. But yeah, like Kevin said, man, this place is just, it's like old school. It's like if you grew up, depending on when you grew up, but back in the 70s and 80s, we would come to these kinds of places all the time, and unfortunately, there's not a lot left.
No, unfortunately.
But the one thing that I want to tell people, and this is just kind of like a nugget thing here, is that Pat is the only one that makes pizza at this pizzeria, which for those that don't know, many pizzerias have multiple pizzolas or people making pizza. And the only person that makes a pizza when you come here at any time is this guy right here. And that is amazing.
Yeah, my dad was very much of perfectionist, and I haven't found anybody that could do it to his standards, I should say. So never had a night off. If I have to take time off, we have to shut down, and that's the way it is. And, it works. We're here 52 years, so.
Wow, 52.
That's incredible. Mm-hmm. Now, when did you first starting making pizzas? What age?
Six.
6 years old. I have a daughter. I have a daughter who's 5.
My father's uncle had a place, and that's where my father learned how to make pizza. And
where was that, Pat? Was that Mike's?
It was Mike's on Sam Rock. That was the old
Mike's on Beats.
The original. It's relatives of the present Mike's, but
Bonacorse.
Yeah. So, and then 10 years old, I was here. So.
That's unbelievable. I always think you're a little bit different because you make all the pizzas here. Do you ever make pizza at home or no?
I'm not home long enough to make pizza.
I was just going to say, because we always
it's
talk
the last
about,
thing I want.
Yeah, we always, with Frank's
not
classes.
Not that I don't like pizza, but.
But between Frank's classes, I make pizza at home, and I'm like, there's no way that you would want to get home and make a pizza.
I'm here 6-7 days a week.
Yeah, so. Yeah. If anything, you make it here and bring it home.
Yeah, that's get my fill.
Yeah, nice.
So I was going to wait for this question because we're going to have like an FAQ type scenario. A lot of people have, I posted on socials for people who have questions for Pat, and I've got a bunch of them. But we have an anonymous poster who wants to know when Pat's going to retire. Anonymous.
Anonymous, huh? Yeah. Okay. Well, I was almost tempted to do it 2 weeks ago when I had everybody's attention, but
oh, that would have been hilarious.
Yeah.
Well, Governor,
if it was closer to April Fool's, maybe I would have got it.
That's
I don't have an end game, and just have to eat more pizza while you can.
There you go. So keep coming down.
Good answer.
I'm enjoying this more than ever, so it's going to be hard to walk away. So
yeah,
you know. We'll see how it goes.
Listen, when you know, you know.
I know.
So.
Thank you.
We got a bunch of questions, and I want to get through everything as much as we can, but I want you to tell people the history, short version.
Okay. Well, my parents took a chance starting a business, and with three children, their position in life was really risky. But anyways, they put everything they had into this place, and my father, the way he was, wasn't going to let it fail. He just felt like if you do the hard work and do the right, give a good product, you only could be successful. And that's the way he felt, and it was hard in the beginning. You know, you're looking around, and you know, this was started from the very beginning. It was nothing. So
71, you guys started.
71.
This building been here for 52 years.
Yep, same location. This building's old, a lot older than that, but you know, in the beginning, you know, it was a different environment. You know, things were, it was factories and stuff in the area, and you know, you kind of geared towards that. And then one at a time, the factories left, and then you had to rethink your business model and you know, grow with that. And you know, they just hung in there, and everything was starting to click, and you know, they bought the property around for parking, this and that, and you know, before you know it, you know, it turned into something a little bit bigger than it started. So I mean, we you know, as a family, you know, my sisters, myself, you know, we were here a lot. More than most kids, you know, were growing up. But
sure.
But when I was a teenager, my dad needed me, and I was here for him. And you know, I worked every day right through high school, and I kind of saw the writing on the wall that they needed me. And I thought it was the right thing to do, and I felt I made a good decision. And the rest kind of, you know, we got a really, like, I mean, the support of my wife and family and good friends to run this place. I mean, everybody's happy working here, and without them, can't do it. You know, and now we're at a place where it's uncharted territory, because it means a lot to me being still here and happy and doing what I do, and pretty much who knows what's ahead. But
yeah,
I hope to just end it the right way, you know, but I don't know yet.
So you are the proverbial butcher, baker, and pizza maker. I mean,
yeah.
You pretty much, I know you have help, but I mean, bottom line, you're doing, you know, all the pizzas.
Yeah, no, it's very gratifying. I make the analogy, it's like if I really bought the sports car I wanted, I wasn't going to sit in the driver's seat. I mean, I wasn't going to sit in the passenger seat. I'm going to drive the car.
Yeah, sure.
Otherwise, don't own the car.
Yeah.
You know, so I think it just means a lot to me to see customers, you know, they're really happy, and you know what they like before they even order. You know, those things or the nuances that when you come here, that's different than most places.
Right.
It's unbelievable. You must have generations of people. So like people's parents and grandparents who came here, and then the kids.
I have two families, five generations.
Wow.
Holy cow. Five generations.
And then I have a lot of four generation families.
Wow.
I mean, it's, you know, one person who was here 109 years old, it's like eating pizza like, you know.
And it's a huge, and that's amazing.
It's crazy. I mean, you know, a lot of the, you know, retirement places are up the road, and, you know, oh, you know, my great grandmother wants pizza and she's 106. You know, okay.
Pat, maybe there's a secret in the pizza.
I was just going to say.
Longevity.
That's, you know, it has healing powers. And I know that because I had a couple of customers that were going through some cancer treatments and they didn't tell the doctor that they were eating pizza during their treatment and they went into remission. And you know, he confessed to the doctor and said, it was the pizza. It wasn't the.
I think it's got to be the meatball.
Yeah, yeah. You know.
You want to live to 109? Yeah, come in and get this.
Keep eating good pie. You know.
Yeah.
I've never heard that one before.
Yeah.
No, it's, you know. I mean, it is what it is.
But yeah. It just shows you how much a place like this means to people's lives. You know, yeah. That they have those memories of growing up and coming here.
And that's the motivating factor. I mean, it's just, you know, people don't realize what. Being part of a community and having roots and, you know, doing the right thing. You know, my father was just an advocate for that. And, you know, if I stepped over the line, well, I never stepped, you know, I couldn't step over the line with him. But, you know, you stay in your lines.
Yeah.
You know, you do the right thing, you know. And it worked out. You know?
Nice.
I mean, you're not going to be super rich by making pizza, but, you know, this is a very gratifying, different type of career. You know, if you go to work and it's not work, it's just, part of who you are.
In my opinion, that's a better kind of rich.
Yeah,
you know?
You're rich in a lot of different ways.
Yeah, absolutely.
Pat, word on the street is you still have your communion money.
Nice. Yeah, I save my nickels. My sisters, you know, well, you know, what are you doing that for? Hey, you know, interest rates are up now, but interest rates back when I was 16. It was 17.5% and a CD.
What are you giving financial advice?
Yeah, you know, and that's. Hey,
you got
that is
pizza
what it
maker,
is.
You're yeah. curing cancer, and now you're giving financial advice.
That's amazing. Hey.
You know, over here, you got to be, you know, a marriage counselor. You got to do everything.
I can imagine.
You hear more stories than you need to hear, trust me. And that's what keeps it interesting.
Yeah. I mean, the thing that I'm actually really happy for. You know, people like Ernie's. I mean, everyone talks about Sally's Pepe's and Modern. And they're iconic. They're world-class. They're historic. But the pizza has changed, I think, in kind of the general New Haven area the last 5 or 10 years. Mm-hmm. Where, you know, places like you guys and others, Grand Abitz and a bunch of other places, you know, you're starting to get that recognition that you guys, you know, deserve. You know, so I'm very happy with that, personally.
Yeah, it's changed a lot. It's post-COVID, it's like everybody's like, they just invented pizza again. It was like, you know, it's like, oh, we got to go get some pizza. You know, it's like it turned into the, you know, most favorite food. And it's like, you know, and it seems to just be going, you know, there's no limits, really.
I just found out about this, and maybe I found out the wrong information, but you guys used to sell sandwiches and stuff here too, right?
Yes. Yep.
For, I guess when your mom was here.
Yep. Yeah.
No more though.
Well, we only stopped making them, not because they weren't good sandwiches. My mother broke her arm really bad. And then we decided just to pause it because we couldn't get anybody to help us at the time.
Yeah.
So, and we used to make a lot of sandwiches with the factories and everything here. And,
like chicken parm, meatball, that kind of stuff? Or cold cut sandwiches?
No, but veal stew and, you know, like real traditional. You know, he didn't make. We made 2 cold cut sandwiches, and that was it. And then, you know,
the gabagool.
Yeah, you gotta have that. Yeah, you know, but I mean, it's. But you know, so they saw the pizza business increasing, and they just decided. And they saw one of the factories was getting ready to close, and they kind of said, "Well, let's stick with the pies." You know.
Gotcha.
So they just dialed in on that, and that was like in the late 70s. So.
One of the questions that. Paul, I think I know he's a Polish guy, Kraminski or Kromanski, maybe you might know him.
Yeah.
He wants to know when you're going to make calzones.
Oh.
Not happening. I don't have time.
Oh.
Right, he's making all the pizzas.
Well, the thing is with calzones is you have to bake them at a different temperature. We're cooking at a totally different temperature.
Okay.
So we would have to have another oven just designated for that. But.
Yeah, because a lot of people would say, isn't it just the same ingredients? But you're right, the heat.
Yeah, so, and... So it's not like I don't know how to do it, but it's, yeah. So, maybe,
no calzones.
Well, maybe for him in a special mode.
Gonna pay extra for that.
We do stuff breads to order, but you know. know, but that's the first thing in the morning when we get here.
Yeah, sure.
Doesn't interfere with regular business.
Okay.
We were talking about those, you know, the Pepe's and the Sally's, you know, the historic pizza places. And last year we did our Connecticut Pizza and Brew Fest.
Yeah.
That you were on the panel with the pizza icons, which you have the picture up here in the restaurant.
Yes, that we do.
So proud of that. what was that? And we're bringing the Pizza Fest back this year too in August 11th. What was that experience like? Because a lot of those guys you hadn't met before, right?
No, everyone that was there I've never met before.
It's unbelievable.
Which was. It was a wonderful thing. I really, you know, I think we should have met each other a long time ago.
Yeah.
And actually since then, and this past couple of weeks when Richie from Sally's was back here.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like we knew each other for a long time. It was really nice. I mean, I think we need to connect a little bit more with the other owners and just share some thoughts. You know, we're not going to make any world decisions, but, you know, just to... No, you know, be cognizant of what's going on in New Haven and what changes.
It goes back to that community angle that you were talking about earlier.
Exactly. I think people have to, I think it'd be less problems if everyone kind of worked together instead of just working alone. So
definitely.
And we're all doing the same thing. We're all, differently. It's making people happy.
All making pizza. Yeah, right.
So
that's what it comes down to.
I came up with a good idea. We're going to get all the original pizzeria owners at New Haven, at our amphitheater at the Pizza Fest. We're going to give you guys gloves, and everyone goes in a ring and just whack each other until the last person is standing, and that's the best pizzeria in New Haven.
But then who's going to make the pizza? I guess the last person standing, they get a lot of work.
Yeah, well, you know, we got to make it interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe that was a bad idea.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Pat, you're a lover, not a fighter.
Wow, that's it.
I think if we did a competition who can make the most pizzas, Pat would win it going away.
I feel, you know, just... by talking to a lot of the owners and everything, I mean, I am probably the only one that's still doing the majority of the pizza making, and I'm proud of that. And it's not, you know, I tip my hat to them. They have good business models. They're doing everything.
Yeah.
You know, it's just mine is, I'm more emotionally tied to this. And, you know, it just means a lot that way. Not that they're not, but it's just, I just feel differently about it.
And if anything, the popularity of them probably helps you a little bit, too, I think, or New Haven in general.
Now that, you know, since last year with that Pizza Fest and everything, it's like anybody that's going to their places are now coming here as well, and it kind of spills over. It's great for New Haven.
Yeah.
Cities can fail very easily, especially, you know, the way things go these days. But but if you bring in tourists into New Haven and they're coming... I mean, we had pizza people over the weekend from Chicago. They were doing a pizza tour for 2 days. And, you know, they came here and they, eating everything.
Manja, manja.
Yeah, and, from Chicago. I mean,
To Chicago Gavones.
Yeah, and they like our pizza better than their own, they said.
Did you tell them the deep dish isn't pizza?
I haven't had it yet, but I told them. I said, it just doesn't qualify. But, to see that kind of stuff, I mean, it can only go, only be good for New Haven.
Yeah, that's great.
And then everyone in general.
So, Pat, question for you, and it leads into what you were saying before. Longtime patron, good friend of yours, and owner of Taste of New Haven, Colin Kaplan, he asked me to ask you this question, so I have to ask you this. Seriously.
Okay.
What are the attributes for someone that you would even consider making pizzas at Ernie's? Either in your absence or right next to you?
They would have to work here and be integrated into this place way before they'll step behind that bench.
Okay.
Personality-wise, customer relations, the pizza is the most important, but all the other things leading up to it, I believe, needed to be addressed properly. That's why, I would never just hire a pizza man, put him there, and say, I'll see you tomorrow. Never happened.
I love that answer, and I'm going to tell you why. You didn't mention one thing about making the pizza, but what you mentioned... was all of the human attributes that you want someone, which I think speaks volumes.
That tells you everything you need to know, right?
Well, you know.
And that's a cool answer.
I'm in a fishbowl here. It's, if you come in here, you'll see it's, you know. So if you can't build a staff around you and communicate with people, you know, anyone, I could teach anyone how to make a pizza, but not consistently making hundreds of pizzas, you know, and satisfying everyone, and including, you know, everyone that walks in this door and the staff.
Do they have to be Italian, or will Polish guy work?
I can make an exception.
Are you looking for another job, Frank? Are you busy enough?
Actually, I got a really good Polish guy who works with me.
I actually would love to come here for like a night or something, and just, you know, if Pat let me do it, but just because I think it would be fun. I'll be a sous chef.
There you go.
Well, you know, I mean, I've always welcomed. I'll teach anyone that wants to learn, but the problem is, in this type of business, no one wants to commit to the late hours and the weekends.
Right.
I mean, it's not a normal life. Yep. You know, I'm really lucky my wife stuck by me. And it's honestly, you can't do without it. You know, I mean, a lot of the divorce rate for restaurant people is through the roof.
Yeah.
But only because... You know,
it's a 24/7 thing.
It's a career.
Yeah. She's a keeper.
Yes, absolutely. but no doubt.
I say this all the time. It is interesting that you don't see a lot of new pizzerias open up. You know, it's a lot of either ownership, another owner takes over.
Yeah,
but there's not a lot of brand new that last anyway.
Well, it's a very hard thing to get into. Like the way my father started this, you know, he had a couple of friends help him and, you know, rented all the equipment and took the gamble, but everything's so expensive.
Yeah, that's true too. Yeah.
Compared to the beginning when we started this, I mean, you know, just to get yourself situated, and it's a gamble.
Yeah.
And then
huge investment.
You know, you sign a lease, you're on the hook. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, so whatever you own is gone. You know?
Yeah.
So, I think, you know, you need more financial backing these days,
right?
And you know, to get ahead before you start. But I think still you should work in a place that really knows what they're doing and get a skill set before you even, because I know a lot of people that open restaurants and they don't even know how to make pizza. It's just, I'm gonna open a pizzeria. Okay, yeah, great. And,
yeah,
you know, and good luck to you, because you're not going to be here long.
Yeah
You know, if you learned and if you've been in, you know, a second or third guy in a place, I think you got a good shot, you know. So, but then you need the finances,
right?
And there's less and less available. They're not lending money like they used to either.
Yeah,
so it makes it hard.
But you'll probably lend some of your money.
Not happening. I'm too old now. I got to hang on to my money.
Yeah, come on, man. You got enough for a couple generations.
No, please.
So, Pat, one of the other questions that I had come up, and I'm actually interested too, and I told you the answer you could give me if you want. People want to know about the meatball. What's the secret? We want the recipe. We want the goods on the meatballs.
You had one right there, right?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I could tell you what's in the meatball, but I can't tell you how much of everything's in
there.
I'm the only one that puts all the ingredients in before we mix the meatballs, no matter what.
Okay. So,
and that's why they're consistent. It's my parents, the way they did it. And
wow.
You know, I mean, it's the same thing with the dough. I mean, my dad made the dough and I made the dough. No one else mixes dough here. So it's just the way it is. It's like, okay.
He's filibustering. He's not going to tell me what's in it.
You're never going to get
I'll
that
I'll tell
secret.
You. You want the list? I'll tell you.
Tell me, Vic. Come
all
on.
Right.
But you're not getting the recipe.
No, I'm not getting the recipe.
You can play around with all the ingredients you're on. Good luck to you. it's just chopped meat, breadcrumb, water, eggs, salt, pepper, Parmesan cheese, garlic, parsley.
That's a lot of stuff.
A little bit of love.
And 50 plus years of love. Yeah.
And then we bake them. We don't fry them. So we bake them in the pizza oven, and they get nice and, you know, holds locked, almost like searing them, and, you know, keeps the moisture in the, and really. And we make them every other day. We make meatballs, so they're fresh.
Your favorite pie?
I grew up Alish was my favorite. It still is.
Anchovies.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow, that's bold.
Tradition, little garlic, hot pepper.
Done. Size, small, medium, large. You think there's a difference in the size of pizza, like taste-wise?
No.
I don't think so either. People.
If it's made properly, it shouldn't matter the size. It's all the same. You know, you're cooking. As long as the person cooking it, which I'm the person cooking it as well. You know, so if it's cooked right, it's, you know, if it's a large, it's.
I do like having a large slice though, like as opposed to the little tiny small pies.
Yeah, I mean.
But yeah, you're right. Know, if it's made
small,
properly.
Medium, more manageable. Large, if you're feeding a lot more people. But,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Get your own pie, you know.
So a couple comments people have made, and I know this, I know what the answer is, but I'm not going to say it unless you do. Your cheese is distinct here, the taste of it. It used to be a cheese that was used a lot for New Haven-style pizza, and now they've kind of gone over to another brand. But any comments on the cheese, the mozzarella that you use?
Well, not afraid to say it. We use Polio whole milk, you know, 100%. We shred it ourselves.
Yep. The fresh shred's the key.
Yes. And we do it every day, so it's, we can, you know, we have to control the thickness of the shred so I know how to dress the pizza, so that's important.
Yep.
And the melting factor and all that stuff. We tend to maybe put a little bit more cheese in some of the places in New Haven, but you know, we'll make it any way you like. Obviously, you like a little less, we made a little less. That's the standard. It's, you know, so, you know, I think the temperature and the freshness of the dough kind of opens up the cheese, you know. So some places will cook the cheese, use the same cheese, but they're not cooking it at the same temperature. It tastes different. So it's just a matter of a little
plus this.
Yeah, I mean, heart, you know,
you got a lot of heart in it.
You know, can I make more pizzas an hour? Yeah, can I make a lot? You know, I'm not going to make, I'll always say how many really, like, exactly good pizzas I can make per hour. That's what I'm going to make, you know.
What's that number?
Well, it depends on what's on the pizzas and how many, sizes, you know.
Average.
I mean, you could average 50 to 80 pizzas an hour.
Wow.
You know.
So a Lenten Friday, how many pizzas are you turning out of here? Ballpark. 300, 500?
I don't count.
300?
You just keep cranking them out.
My father never believed in that. Because in the beginning, you know, if you start doing analytics, oh, we only made 20 today. We're not going to make, this isn't going to work. Yeah. And now, you know, it's like everybody says, you know, oh, he always said just, if you have to count them, you didn't make enough. And that was the end of that.
Interesting.
So,
yeah.
And it worked.
Yeah.
Because you drive yourself crazy. Oh, I got to hit 100.
Start counting.
You know, I got to stop. Or, you know, you start playing all the number games. It's not good. Not healthy.
So one last question I have. Guy that I know, there's the guy Jim Cater, who's actually he's a musician. He actually makes pizzas really well. He told me some story, and I never heard this story before. And again, I think it just speaks of who you are. Like someone, either their car wouldn't start or their car was stolen and you let them borrow your car or something. I mean,
yeah, one time his car broke down.
Creamery Station, that's the name of his band, Creamery, sorry.
Okay. So we had a couple instances this happened. One person locked their keys in the car, and I said, well, just take my car, go get your keys and come back and open the car. Another one had the car broke down, that kind of thing. So.
And these were just customers who came in?
So, I mean, I don't know. I grew up, my mother would always trust everyone and, you know, had faith that they were going to do the right thing.
Sure.
And that's kind of, I look like my dad, I act like my mom.
So. There you go.
Yeah, and it was a lot, comment. I kind of got the best of both worlds and my father's work ethic. You know, it was a good combination.
That's great. It just goes into, you know, how special the place
is. I mean, if I didn't, obviously it wasn't somebody I didn't know at all that I was going to give my car keys to, but,
I understand.
But being a customer, whatever.
And speaking of cars, I think you have, you either have Pizza or Abitz, the license plate, or both of them in Connecticut. Is that right?
It's Pizza.
Okay.
You just have the word pizza? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's amazing. That's great.
Yeah, that's my wife got me that when we were dating. So, and my dad had Ernie's. So.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, that's so awesome.
That's cool.
That was her gift for us. So
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
And I got to ask before we wrap up, the one bite review from Dave Portnoy that happened about 4 years ago. What was that like?
That was a weird experience, but it was a fun experience too. He was very nice. You know, he came here, he came late, you know, he ate the pie. He said he liked it, but then I...
Yeah, I remember the episode.
Had to make a new one, and he gave us a better rating, whatever. But
you doubled up.
Yeah, he doesn't just eat one slice, you
right?
Know,
but a lot of the bite, lot of the comments on the video now are like, "That was so nice of him to make another pie for him."
Yeah,
so
well,
like,
I mean, he should get what he, you know, get a fresh pie.
And he gave you a high score; it was 7.9, I think. Yeah,
so it was nice. And I'll tell you, he has a good following. You know, he was great with our customers, and because he was here so long, he's taking pictures with everybody. So it was nice experience.
Yeah, I feel like I watch a lot of his stuff. I feel like he likes the old school places like this. Like if you have a story and history, that's what he's really into.
And it's funny because the nice part is he just shows up. So
right, so they called ahead to order it, but you didn't know that he.
I didn't know it was him. So and I think you know I like it when they go to these other places. Well, our main pizza guy is not here today. Well. Then don't open the door.
Right, you know? Exactly,
You know, and he should judge him on that and not judge him on the other guys.
Right, you shouldn't be prepared for it.
I think it's great. I think that's a great concept.
And he had a that Uber Debbie that was in the episode.
Yeah, that was her, where she launched her career.
Yeah,
there.
she was in that, so that I think the views helped a lot with that too. But but it was a great episode that he came here. Yeah.
No, it was nice. And that's opened a lot of things up too, and you know, New Haven, us, everything in general.
It all raises the ships, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
You have anything else, Frank?
That's it. I'm done.
Well, thank you so much for opening your door to us and letting us record here and making us these delicious pies.
Not a problem. My pleasure. Come back anytime.
Awesome. And everybody watching or listening, definitely come check it out if you haven't. I'm sure most of you have, but definitely come by Ernie's, say hi to Pat.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
And have a slice. And remember, if you want to listen and watch, we got YouTube going. We got the podcast channels, all the social media at Chard New Haven. So definitely subscribe, like, leave comments, send us any sort of topics you want us to talk about for the next episodes.
Yeah, and the Pizza Fest, which is August 11th at the amphitheater. We've already got tickets on sale. Pat's going to be there again. We have a bunch of panels. Pat was on the Icons panel last year with a bunch of other pizzeria owners. I did a pizza panel with my New Haven Pizza School, showing people how to make pizza. So bottom line is Pizza Fest, August 11th. Thank you very much. Please subscribe. Please like. Please smash the like button. Please share. We really want to grow this. And again, Pat, thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And remember, it's not burnt.
It's charred, baby.